Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Pizza Box Mike filling it again. Good week to be filling in. I do have Luke, the Force Mathers, here to help out. As you know, I can't do it alone. And I didn't do it alone this week at the Capitol, but I did make a return. First day, not so bad, right? I did nothing really going on. I wasn't there for any hearings. But I just wanted to, like, you know, see some people I haven't seen for a while. Capitol Police and legislators and maybe a few new ones, which I did find on the second day, I might add. I came in and there was a high school class there, all of them masked, by the way. Oh, actually, the first day that I went, let's back it up a minute. It was kind of cool. They had the Hometown Heroes Award, right, with all these, you know, public servants, mostly police and fire, EMTs, things like that, right? All those people that protect and serve. And so they were there with their families and friends. And part of the crowd had masks on. And then like two-thirds of it, maybe more, didn't have masks on. And you know me, I'm there to kind of get a feel for what's going on, right? I love to feel the pulse of the state of Wisconsin. Being born here, working and living here my whole life, certainly going to die here. At least I think I am. I hope so. I hope somebody doesn't drag me across state lines. Anyway, so I'm like, well, I got to check into this because, you know, some of these guys, obviously, you know, they care about, you know, safety and protecting the public. They're wearing their masks. They're probably, so, you know, obviously these would be the crowd that's probably vaccinated and the other side maybe vaccinated, but we're not talking about it. And we're certainly not going to wear a mask. That's not freedom. And so I, of course, went up to the, you know, they're taking all these pictures. And there's always people there that feel they're so important because they're basically just there to shove people back. They're taking pictures here. I'm like, well, maybe they want me in the background. Maybe you should ask them. Anyway. I got over that, and, you know, it looked like, okay, I saw some Democratic legislators with their masks on, of course, and they were talking to and having their pictures taken. So after they left, I went up to the cops, and I'm like, so help me out here. Is it like good cops wear masks and bad cops don't? And, of course, they tried not to laugh, which leads me to believe these are some guys that have not only a sense of humor but some intellect as well, right? Anyway, on to the second day, and there's a high school class, and there's some young, other young people, you know, probably in their 20s, little groups wandering here and there, and of course, a few seniors sitting on the benches. Nice diversity, right? And I said to these kids, you know, save the wolves, and there, I saw this cop in the middle, right? And I'm like, I don't recognize that guy. Why don't we just go to the stairwell and do a wolf call? Which I'm not going to do it for you now, but if you come to the Capitol, because I'm making a point to be there again, you will hear me howling. And, you know, it is freedom of speech, and I figure since the wolves can't speak for themselves, I might as well. But I thought I'd check these kids out and see how they felt about it. I'm like, save the wolves. And they're like, oh, yeah, man. And I go, the cranes, too. And then I gave my wolf howl. And then I walked back towards the rotunda. And sure enough, the cop's looking around, and I'm like, hey, man, somebody let a wolf in here. And then I started talking about, hey, we saved the wolves, and we got other work to do here. For now, we've saved them, except for the poachers that'll be out there. Anyway, this cop is nervous, you know. He's like, hey, you know, how you doing? He's like, what's your name? And I go, Is that what you guys do when you feel somebody's out of control? You ask them their name? And I'm like, well, my name's Mike. And he goes, I'm Kyle. And I'm like, hey, nice to meet you, Kyle. I said, your coworkers know who I am. You'll figure this out in a little while. And then I started preaching against all this horrible stuff that Robin Voss has done, which it takes quite a while to get all that out, right? And this cop is like looking down at his microphone and he's talking into it. And I pulled out my phone and I'm looking at him like, you know, suspicious and acting like I'm talking into my phone. And then, of course, some of the other cops come down and guys that know me. Hey, Mike, what's the problem? What's the problem? You know, and I'm like, ain't no problem. I go, am I the only guy that's been paying attention to what's going on in the world? Or did you just miss my speech? Which he's like, hey, you know, I'm just, you know, no, man, you know me. That's right. You know me. 10 years of this, man. Don't expect it. And I told him, I said, has things gotten better? No. Just like I've been saying for 10 years, each day forward, forward. That's Wisconsin's motto. Been backwards for quite a while and upside down. So I got to keep informing people, I said. You guys know this. This is rotunda here. You know, I'm telling the new cop. This was actually built so that we could come in and redress these legislators that we're the employers. I get so tired of these guys walking around with their noses and asses up in the air like they're better than everybody else. Anyway, so I saw Mark Bourne walk by, Senator Bourne. And I'm so mean, aren't I? I know I am because I found out when I fill in for Matt Flynn, sometimes people send in complaints and messages. And I'm like, that's awesome, man. Just keep listening because maybe some of this stuff will sink in. You know, I'll diversify you a little bit. You'll feel more independent thinking outside the box, right? And I didn't even say the name. We want to think outside the box. Well, you're not going to see that with the Republican Party. They're boxed in with Alec. And hopefully we got, I was at the Capitol yesterday. I did think these guys were going to, you know, talk about, hey, you either calm down or, no, I am calm. I'm just speaking loud enough for people to hear. And if there's legislators in here that want to get work done, they can shut their doors like they do when I go in to try and tell them in person, right? So, you know, I've got my space down here. They got their spaces. And I did meet, you know, like a couple Democrats that really didn't enjoy my humor or my information. I'm like, geez, we got work to do. And I go, yeah, man. And everybody here gets paid for that. And I got work to do too, but I don't get paid. And actually, I said, this is like my fifth term here. I'm unopposed every time I run for election for the people, you know, the ones without a voice. So I think a lot of these people look at me and they're like, well, this guy's crazy. Well, yeah. I mean, shouldn't everybody be crazy right about now with the way things are? I guess not. And then it's really funny, though, whenever I go take my act to the legislators that come out of the Milwaukee area. I mean, we laugh. I was telling jokes and I'm laughing and the cop says to me, hey, man, Mike, you can't laugh at your own jokes. And I said, well, I have to, you guys, because you guys can't. Or Chicken Ski Irwin, your boss, is going to, you know, take a stripe off you. And then they laughed. And I said, I'm here to go after him too, which I can't understand. Evers, Mandela, could I take a couple minutes to explain to you that we still have a chief of police who served as Walker's bodyguard, which is why he hated me so much. It wasn't so much, about what I did in the Capitol until you connect it to me blowing the vuvuzela point blank and him driving Scott Walker around as a bodyguard, right? And we met him at the Beloit, I'll call it a rest area instead of what I usually call it. I'm like, really? You're going to do like a press conference at the turd stop, man? Okay, that's cool. I guess they didn't expect a lot of us to be there. And this is when it really started kicking in. When all of a sudden, at an event like that, and it was in Beloit, and there's hundreds of people there to protest Scott Walker, right? I wish there were hundreds still protesting at the Capitol today. I can't tell you how much it revived my soul to go in there and start participating again. Because if nothing else, And it usually ends up being nothing else but Republicans going, yeah, thanks everybody for showing up and we got this figured out. And thanks. Those were really nice words all of you shared with us today. And everybody that was there yesterday, well, the majority of people, understood that no matter what we said in front of the Joint Finance Committee yesterday, Joint Committee on Finance, I think it's kind of funny, you know, they won't, you know, finance the state with legalized marijuana joints. Is it already a break? Oh, I still got a minute. I got to tell you, I don't know if I'm going to go every single day to the Capitol Monday through Friday, but I'm starting to feel that way. It was just so cool to see these people there this week dedicated to the cause of democracy in Wisconsin. Democracy in Wisconsin. Haven't seen it for a while. We really, really got to get active, folks. We'll talk more about what happened at yesterday's hearing regarding redistricting in Wisconsin.